The conference is now being recorded.
Welcome to the Yowie Group Limited Financial Year 2018 Results Investor Conference Call. I will now hand over to Mark Schüssler, Global CEO of Yowie Group Limited. Please go ahead, Mark.
Thank you, Tammy. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Yowie Group's Fiscal Year 2018 Results Conference Call. My name is Mark Schüssler, and I am the Global CEO of Yowie, having been appointed to this role in January of this year. On this call, I will take you through a summary of the fiscal year results and an update on how we progress with our reset plan to improve Yowie's distribution network, cost structure, competitiveness, and financial performance. After some concluding remarks, we will open up for questions. We've also released a presentation pack to the ASX this morning, and we will be referring to those slides during this call. I'm going to talk in US dollars here unless I state otherwise. Before I get into the body of the deck, let me highlight several key points in the presentation. We reset our priorities back in January to focus on getting the fundamentals right. First, we have stabilized sales at our largest U.S. customer. Second, we've made significant reductions to our cost base, rebuilt our board and management, and focused our resources more effectively in sales and marketing to better service our customers. Third, we are executing well on our key strategy to drive increased distribution and sales revenue with much more to come. Finally, our financial performance is improving. Encouragingly, we had a very strong fourth quarter, and we are making progress towards profitability and positive cash flow. Put simply, we are a leaner, more effective, and stronger Yowie today than we were previously. Let's get into the presentation, and we'll start on slide four. We've been focused on resetting the business to execute the fundamentals and get us back to a growth trajectory and to profitability. Before December 2017, where were we? We had a broad vision, but not enough focused execution. With our marketing spend, we needed to be more targeted with an impact on sales. We needed to improve our cost focus, and we needed to put more attention on distribution expansion. How did we reset the company in the second half? First, we changed our structure to better connect with customers and consumers, resulting in headcount reduction and cost savings. We also put in place processes and reporting to tighten up the operation, resulting in achieving what we had recalibrated in February, including year-on-year flat sales and significant cost reductions. We focused on adding distribution in all markets and all channels, making excellent gains in the U.S. food, convenience, and drug channels, and Woolworths in Australia. We have an amazing brand with some key competitive differentiators that we will develop a long-term strategy to leverage our mission and characters. We made great progress on the publishing and digital areas to build awareness this year. Now let's review performance for the year. We had flat net sales in line with revised guidance, with an increase in Q4 of 18%, and our gross margins remained strong as well. We had an increase in EBITDA loss due to a heavy up marketing investment in the first half and inventory and asset write-offs. On an operating basis, we trimmed our EBITDA loss by 39% year-on-year. We did have a reversal in share-based payments due to former executives and directors and the write-back of the additional wrapper, which is now at our chocolate producer in New York. Moving back to revenue growth and stabilized cost savings and a more balanced approach to marketing investment, we will see a move to profitability this year. Additionally, we continue to have a strong balance sheet with $19.5 million in cash and no debt other than trade payables. Importantly, we expect a reduction in cash burn as the year progresses. This allows us to have operating capital to invest where we need to invest to grow the business. So let's review some of the achievements from the second half on our focus areas as a result of our reset. We've realigned personnel based on business needs and skill sets to maximize customer touch points and eliminate outside resources. Financially, we had flat net sales year on year, despite the launch of a global competing product in the U.S. that was supported by significant introductory spending. This while maintaining strong gross margins. We continue to maintain a strong cash balance, as I had mentioned. Regarding growth, we've made excellent gains in distribution across the U.S. in all channels with the addition of CVS, 7-Eleven, and a number of regional grocery chains. We've also stabilized sales to our largest U.S. customer, and we are excited that our Australian distribution growth is strong, including our new listing with Woolworths, which will be going national in October. With cost controls, we've removed a run rate of about $1.3 million in overheads and reduced marketing spend in the second half of this year by over 50%. And with governance, we added FMCG experience and better controls into the business. Now in the U.S., expanding distribution in food, drug, and convenience channels is getting us back on a growth track. This in light of the situation at our largest U.S. customer, where we have stabilized sales after the Kinder launch. In Australia, our way to expand growth is through national chain distribution, and we're happy to announce Woolworths is ranging nationally in October after our strong showing in half of their stores in five states. In terms of the U.S., we do see more potential given we have only about 43% distribution at this point. But the significant gains in the number of retailers ranging us, especially in food and convenience, where we had not focused on in the past, is paving our way back to growth and diversifying our customer base. With our recent success, we see our distribution continuing to grow every month. And we launched our fourth series in the U.S. this July, featuring our Wildlife Conservation Society partnership that we expect to further improve awareness and attract collectors. In Australia, we're definitely building momentum. We're very pleased with the first year's relaunch, with national ranging ahead of us. Series 1 and 2 did well in the regional chains, independent grocers, and convenience stores, and now with Woolies ranging us nationally in October after good sales in half of the chain, we're seeing our momentum building. Let's touch a bit on social media. So we have an amazing brand, and we need to continue to build brand awareness in a number of ways. And our social media strategy is central to this, which revolves around several areas. Instagram for kids and parents, YouTube for kids, and Facebook for parents. We're using agency partners in each market to help develop local communities and content. And if you look at the results, not only have we seen excellent growth of reach in the last year, but the total number of impressions is remarkable for a small brand like Yali. Another key to our broadening our brand awareness with our target audience, namely families and children, is our publishing strategy. We wanted to develop our six characters to broaden the appeal of Yali. First, our books are in distribution in Australia through the Scholastic Book Club and now in the retail space at Kmart and Big W. Secondly, our cartoon webisode series by Icon Animation is complete, and the webisodes build on Yowie appealing to families with wholesome and fun content. We launched online, and we are looking for network channel distribution as we speak. We're very confident in our outlook going forward. Our reset has stabilized the business, and sales are gaining momentum in the U.S. and Australia. Along with our more sensible cost structure, profitability and cash flow are being cash flow positive is achievable in the short term. We're very pleased with our increase in distribution, providing more places for our consumers to experience Yowie, both in the U.S. and Australia. We will continue to focus on driving distribution, promoting the brand at retail with displays, and looking to grow sales directly with our retail partners. And we will continue to invest in ways to build our iconic brand through new confectionery products, publishing, and digital experiences, which separates Yowie from the competition. So that concludes my portion of the presentation. If there's anybody that has any Q&A, if you can direct it to Tammy, she can pass that along and get us moving.
Thank you so much, Mark. Good afternoon. As Mark said, my name is Tammy, to conduct your question and answer session. Guests are invited to ask a question by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad now. So that is star 1 if you would like to ask Mark a question. You'll be placed in a queue. Just listen for your name and I will introduce you through to the call. So anybody, star 1 if you would like to ask Mark a question. Mark, we don't have any questions at this stage. Oh, yes, we do. I tell a fib. We have one from John Bertolini. John, please go ahead. I do hope I have your surname correct.
That's fine. Thank you. Mark, can you comment on why the major shareholder wants to remove the chairperson?
Well, at this point, John, and thank you for the question, I'm focused really on continuing to make progress against our objectives and complying with the regulators and addressing it. But they, you know, nothing substantive that I have at this point to say why. Tammy, are there any other questions?
We have no further questions.
Well, okay. I just want to end up the call just to reiterate that we are making very good progress with our company reset, with improved financial performance coming, and looking at building Yowie beyond where we are currently. So I want to thank everybody for taking their time today to discuss Yowie, and we appreciate your support.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Tammy.